Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 8th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Sacramento will be mostly sunny with a high near 94. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 63. Starting things off with state news. Californians have given more money this election cycle to a candidate running for U.S. Senate 2,500 miles from Sacramento than they have given to any candidate running in their own state. Raphael Warnock, the incumbent Democratic senator from Georgia, has raised about $7 million in itemized contributions for the 2021-22 election cycle from individual California donors, according to Federal Elections Commission data that runs through March 31. U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, who is widely expected to win re-election in California this year, is runner-up in terms of donations from Californians. They have given Padilla $6 million. As U.S. politics increasingly become nationalized, politically active Californians are paying close attention to congressional races far outside the state's borders. The phenomenon is not new, but it has become much more pronounced in the past decade. Individuals from California have given more than $94 million in itemized donations to U.S. House and U.S. Senate candidates running in other states so far during the 2022 election cycle, about $33 million more than they gave to California candidates. The trend, several experts told the Sacramento Bee, is largely due to ubiquitous media coverage of national politics, increased political polarization, and tumultuous Supreme Court decisions. Moving on to Sacramento news. A new report commissioned by city officials shows the cannabis industry in Sacramento has become the ninth largest employer with nearly 8,000 workers 4 years after recreational marijuana was legalized. In addition to creating jobs, the report asserts three other significant findings. Gross annual receipts have more than tripled since 2018, the first full year of legal sales, the industry has not created a spike in crime, and home values have not decreased overall in areas in close proximity to cannabis businesses. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg said the report confirms the city made the right decision in embracing the cannabis business after voters approved Proposition 64 legalizing recreational marijuana in 2016, with the industry generating around $20 million of tax revenue a year. The number of cannabis businesses in Sacramento has grown to 257 at the end of 2021 from 47 when marijuana became legal for recreational use in 2018. Gross receipts from the businesses increased to more than $820.4 million in 2021, more than 3.5 times the income of the industry during the first full year of legalization. And finally, in restaurant news, an application for a new Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers in Natomas was withdrawn in May, according to the City of Sacramento's Planning Division. The reason for the sudden switch may be on the owners of the Natomas Marketplace, said City Planning spokesman Jose Quintanilla, where Raising Cane's planned to build its new location. Quintanilla said it would have required Raising Cane's to acquire additional property to the south, and the other owners of the shopping center all need to be in agreement. He said Raising Cane's tried to find a solution that wouldn't require additional land, but it didn't work out. A Raising Cane's spokesman wasn't immediately available for comment. First submitted in August 2020, the initial proposal included the construction of a 3,194-square-foot drive-through restaurant with an outdoor covered patio, and the deconstruction of the existing on the border on Truxell Road, which is vacant. Quintanilla said Cane's told him they weren't able to secure the additional property that they needed to do the traffic-related improvements required by the city. Quintanilla said Natomas Marketplace has a reputation of being difficult to navigate in a vehicle, especially near its entrance because of high traffic generators, including In-N-Out Burger. The city wanted to make sure Raising Cane's wouldn't add to the congestion. The Natomas store would have been the Louisiana-based fast food chain's fifth location in the Sacramento area, along with one in Davis, Elk Grove, Citrus Heights, and Roseville. That's all for today. For more top stories, all the latest on Tuesday's election results, and to subscribe, visit sacb.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.